Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There's two angles. There's the Nets angle, and then there's the Phoenix Suns angle. From the Nets side of things, Rob, maybe I'm missing something, but I don't think so. This is the biggest disappointment and failure in NBA history.
Might be sports history. I'm talking about putting a team together. It might be sports history, Chris, where you have –
But you agree NBA history.
Yeah, because they played, you just said it, they played 16 games together.
They won one playoff series.
We never got to see them be who they were supposed to be. And you remember, do you remember game two against Milwaukee the year the Bucks won the championship? They ran them out the gym. Do you remember when they had
the first two games?
No, but game two, didn't they win by like 35 or something?
Whatever.
It was a blowout. And you looked at that series and thinking, and then all of a sudden Kyrie got hurt in game three, and then James Harden got hurt in game one, right?
Right.
He got hurt in 18 seconds into
injuries
the game.
Injuries is a big part.
It is.
Injuries was a big part.
You can't tell that story without that. Right, you can't.
And it was injuries to KD, Kyrie,
and
James Harden. That was a big part. But I'm going to name a few of the other things people might consider failures. Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and Elgin Baylor played 3 years together, never won a championship.
Wow.
But West, Wilt, and Gail Goodrich won the championship the year that Elgin Baylor retired. He retired like 10 games into the season. So it really isn't viewed as a disappointment because they did get their championship, which is understandable. Then you go, Rob, you will remember this one. Barkley, Olajuwon, and Drexler / Pippen, because it was Drexler first and then Pippen. Their first year together, when it was Drexler, they went to the Western Conference Finals, lost to the Utah team that Jordan beat in the finals, Malone and Stockton. And then they never won another playoff series. They replaced Drexler with Pippen. So that was a disappointment. But at least they got to the conference finals. At least they won two series. This team won one series. And so I do believe it is the biggest disappointment in the history of the NBA as far as a team coming together. When you look at the caliber of those players, it was they should have been much better. And again, injuries, the pandemic where Kyrie wouldn't get vaccinated. There were a lot of other factors.
Kevin
but
Durant,
their own
Kevin Durant rushing. Wearing a size 17 instead of 15. I'm just saying. I'm not making an excuse,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They almost beat Milwaukee in that series. What would have happened? Would they have won that year, Chris, if they got Harden back?
Milwaukee beat Phoenix. Who was in the conference finals? Was
Atlanta.
That Atlanta?
Yes. They would have beat Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I think they would have won it. Had they stayed healthy, they would have won the championship. No, I have no doubt. We picked them a few years.
Yeah.
I have no doubt they would have won a championship.
Because Atlanta had gotten in there,
yeah,
and they weren't ready.
Ridiculous.
Look where they are now.
Yeah.
It was
so
crazy. Yeah.
But and look, Rob, the Nets, Sean Marks, bye. When next season starts, there, and I'm not talking about the players.
Right.
There should be one man left standing in the basketball operations department. I'm not talking about the scouts and all that. You can keep some of them. That's fine. As far as decision makers, there's one person who should be left standing in Brooklyn, Jacques Vaughn. Jacques Vaughn's done a good job. Jacques Vaughn's done an admirable job. Jacques Vaughn has shown that he can coach and that he can relate to players, both role players and superstars. So keep Jacques Vaughn. But, Rob, being a general manager in a professional sport is not a privilege. It's not a gift. It is something that must be earned. And he's been there now for, what, since 2016? 2016 or 2017.
Yeah.
So 7 years.
Yeah.
Do we need more evidence?
No.
The superstars did not like him. Kevin Durant wanted him fired. Kyrie Irving obviously doesn't like him, and I get it. Kyrie's a different dude. But you couldn't deal with the superstars. So
right.
Let me bring it. I've got – go out and get you a general manager who can rebuild this team. You're right. They do have some young talent. Mikal Bridges.
They got talent.
Thomas, he's averaging 40 points a game this week.
Right. No. They got young talent.
Johnson. Yeah,
and I'm not mad at them. They got young talent. They got a lot of draft picks. I'm not that high on a gazillion draft picks.
But it gives you flexibility. It does.
And
I hear you.
And it also and you could land somebody,
right.
Chris, who could be that that guy. Like you could John Morant or whatever. You could land a guy. There's gonna be a guy in the draft.
I mean, these don't look like they'll be that high.
No.
Phoenix.
Right. But I'm just saying but you never know.
Right.
It's not always the first overall pick that's the star.
Yeah.
So
it'll be time. Yeah. I mean
but if you were a season ticket Chris. Just think about where we are. Before Durant got hurt, they had won 18 out of 20, had the second best record in the league. How do you go from that 3 weeks ago? Chris, 3 weeks ago, they won 18 out of 20.
You know what
only
it
the
all
Celtics
is?
Had the only the Celtics had a better record.
It is because they didn't give Kyrie the extension. That's what the trigger for
up,
this
yep.
whole thing. And Kyrie, I don't know if you heard him last night say this was in the works after year one. Kyrie. Again,
he said this was
I tried to give
when?
Year one, since after their first year together. You wanted an extension.
Why would you go into negotiation on an extension?
We saw you after the Boston series talking about you're going to sit down with the front office,
right.
Work things out. You wanted a full-time contract extension last summer. You wanted one 2 weeks ago.
And wasn't it?
Why say? I get it. You might have been disappointed at the first after the first
right.
year, but you weren't ready to leave.
No.
Stop it.
And you also, you and Durant came, and Durant got his extension
right.
and signed it.
Thank you. He could have easily said,
you know
this ain't working.
And you just said that. If it was from year one, Durant would have been a part of that vibe, too, and would have said, I don't want an extension.
That's the stuff,
right.
Kai. Come on, man. I'm trying to pull for you. Golly, you make it difficult.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Suns, if healthy, that's always a question mark, right?
They got two issues there.
If healthy, though, so you may not see it the way I do then.
I don't.
If healthy, they should win the Western Conference. And if they do not win, at least win the West. I'm not going to go as far as to say win it all yet.
That's fair. Okay.
But they can win it all too. But I'm just going to talk about the West right now. If they don't win the West, if healthy, it is a colossal, colossal failure. All we've talked about all season long is how wide open the West is, how there are no great teams in the West. Boston, Milwaukee, heck, when they were rolling, Brooklyn, all teams that were better than anybody in the West. Denver's got Jokic, and then, okay, the Clippers are good, but can they stay healthy? They got guys in and out of the lineup. New Orleans, Memphis, Sacramento, too young. Memphis is immature and young now. The Lakers obviously don't have it together. Golden State's been playing uncharacteristically poor all season long.
All year long,
it is wide open. And heck, Phoenix, Rob, won 9 of its last 11 before this trade. So they were starting to get healthy and starting to play great basketball without Kevin Durant. And now you throw him in? No. Other than health injuries, there is no reason they should not at least win the West.
I agree with you, but my issue is the reason of you having to even say that. The reason that you have to put a qualifier in front of that is because of Chris Paul's injury history, Chris, and Kevin Durant's injury history.
Right.
Kevin Durant went to the Brooklyn Nets and signed a free agent contract injured. Injured.
You knew he was sitting out a whole year.
A whole year. Right. You still signed him and gave him loot, Chris.
Right. Right.
You didn't say come back in a year. You signed
right.
him.
Paid him to rehab.
And now sure. what? He's going to Phoenix injured.
Right. He's been injured every year.
Every year.
Since he's been with the Nets. Yep.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you is like.
Well, that, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's just, those are the two reasons.
So you got health. What's the second reason?
No, that's one of them. They have the talent, but the health, I feel like they're kind of like the Lakers. Like, you always say if everybody's healthy, the Lakers can make a run. Oh, they got AD, they got, you know, and all that stuff,
right.
and LeBron. But you know deep down you can't pencil them in for the rest of the season. And yeah. I don't think you could do the same thing for the Suns.
Yeah, I mean, of course, injuries are always a factor with every team. But they're more with them.
And can I say this
too? Anybody else.
Here's the other one.
Or more with them, the Lakers and the Clippers more than other teams in the West.
And the Chris Paul factor. Chris Paul has had nothing but a slew of tremendous teammates. And they haven't been able to win. And I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he's been a common denominator, Chris.
Has he not? Poor Chris. he has not – he's come up short in many times. I'm going to give it – I've said it. Look, the pressure is on Durant and Chris Paul. Durant – this is actually a very great potential for Durant to redeem himself, right? I don't say redeem, but when he went to Brooklyn, the thinking was – you know, he's got to show and wants to show that he can win it without a super stacked team. This is an opportunity to do that, Rob, because the team is stacked, but we all know they would not win the West or the championship without him.
No, there's no doubt about
it. So you've got a team that's very capable of winning it, and you could be you could prove you can win it without Golden State
and
you know, get tons of credit.
No, and you're right. And Chris Paul has never been able to get over the hump. So you will be carrying him
right
over the hump.
Right.
Don't you remember when Devin Booker and them, they were saying he's the next Kobe? Remember they were up 2-0 in the finals?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where'd that go? We let that stop, right?
Well,
so, and he's a young star player. Don't get me wrong. Right. I'm not saying he's not a – but Durant, if he elevates those guys, you would take a look at him and say, see, look what he got
done. Nah, be great for him. And getting back to Chris Paul, though, Rob, Lob City – Lob City was wildly talented. Never got past the second round. And some of it was injuries, including injuries to him. Then he goes to Houston. And they, in his first year, have Durant and Golden State down 3-2. Chris gets hurt. They lose the series. Then the next year, Rob, 2-2, it's knotted. And Durant gets hurt in 5. And you lose the next 2 games, you and James Harden, to Klay and Steph. And then he goes to Phoenix, Rob. They're up 2-0 in the finals against Milwaukee. Like you said, everybody thinks this is his shiny moment.
You remember
and
that?
And they fizzle. And then last year, when they had the best record in the West, and they just fell apart, including Chris, against Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. And that is his history. And Chris is viewed by many as a top 5 point guard. Well, let's look at the other 4, Rob. Magic, championships. Steph, championships. Oscar Robertson, 1 championship. Isaiah Thomas, 2 championships. Chris, none. And has had, as you said, a slew of great teammates.
If you went down and listed all the great players he played with, there's not enough room on the internet. I mean, it's just
– so this is his chance.
Right.
And I get it. He's older. A lot of people give him that excuse because he's 37. But he's still giving you 14 points, 8 assists a game. And we're not looking for him to score. We're not looking for him to drop 20 points. Durant is one of the best scorers we've ever seen. Booker is one of the best scorers in the league. DeAndre Ayton will also give you 18 to 20. Chris just has to orchestrate. Chris just has to not fall apart. And so I do think some pressure's on him, Rob.
No, I agree. I do. People will look at it and say, how didn't they win? What did Chris Paul not do or what happened? You know what I mean? I agree. It is Chris Paul mainly, Chris, because he's got another great player that he needed to give himself a chance to win.
And I'll say this about Durant. And I would be fine with seeing Phoenix win the championship. And, Rob, if they meet Boston, and Boston right now I'd say is probably the favorite in the East. Chris Middleton just hasn't been the same in the few games he's played. Brooklyn obviously is done.
Right.
Philly is Philly, you know. But I think Boston's a favorite. We talked about it, Rob. Last year, they sunned Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and particularly Durant, in that people would always say, well, what would they do in the 80s with Durant? They never seen nothing like Durant in the 80s or the 90s. They couldn't guard him. Well, you know what they do? They do what Boston did and then some. Get physical with him.
Right.
Bang him up a little bit. And Durant, I've never seen Durant struggle like that. Durant was shut down. I mean, he still got numbers, but was inefficient, struggled badly, turning the ball over left and right. And so if they meet Boston in the finals, he can't let that happen again. He cannot let that happen again. And I'll say this on his behalf. Steve Nash wasn't helping him out.
No, not at all.
He wasn't exactly running any sets that might get a brother a little breathing room. And I think Phoenix obviously would do that. And they got more weapons that Boston would have to pay attention to and account for. So I think he'd fare better. But that's just something I'm going to be very interested in seeing if indeed it comes down to those two teams in the finals. But, yeah, Rob, I think they should win the West.
They should. On paper, they absolutely. If they don't, something went terribly wrong. Somebody got terribly injured. Something went amok, Chris, right? Yep. I mean, it's just no way of looking at it, especially when you look at the other teams. Even the defending Warriors, who have just been a shell of themselves this year.
Yeah, if the Warriors could get it together, I think they could challenge them. But they haven't shown us anything yet. So,
and they can't, you know, they still struggle on the road. And, you got to be able to win some games on the road.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio from the Super Bowl in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in a living legend. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. His name is Joe Montana, four-time Super Bowl champ, two-time NFL MVP, and in Rob Parker's book, The GOAT. Joe, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Appreciate the time.
No doubt. Joe, before we talk about the Super Bowl, I want to talk about the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
Yep.
And last year I was surprised that they moved away from Jimmy G only because they have a team ready to win. You know, you got a veteran quarterback who had gotten you to the Super Bowl, got you to the NFC Championship game. How surprised were you that they moved off of him?
I was surprised, too. I don't know what's going on with that there, but, you know, I still have that same feeling right now. I know that I don't think it's going to happen, But you got a guy who's having a serious elbow surgery. They say it'll take 6 months.
Tommy John, he has to have right.
Yeah, and so you have a Super Bowl ready team. And you need someone who knows the offense that can jump right in there and win games for you. And Jimmy's done that in the past, right? And I just don't know how you get rid of him until you make sure Purdy's healthy. I don't know. Maybe Jimmy doesn't want to be there either. I have no idea. I don't go down there.
Right.
But if you're looking at like you from the outside, you think, okay, he's got to stay until Purdy's ready. And then from there you would go, okay, then. Or is there somebody they're looking at outside? But if you bring somebody in from the outside, you need someone who knows that offense. Right?
How about Trey Lance? Where does he fit in? You know, they traded up for him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're invested. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know what I mean. Great guy, great athlete, and a great player. But it's not a – from the outside – He doesn't come from that type of system, right? He's not used to that get the ball out quick kind of thing. Maybe he's learning it. I don't know. I don't go to practice, so.
Right.
But to me, he's not a. He fits in the Philly system. Like when you're looking at a quarterback,
doing.
Yeah, right. You know, right? Run the ball. He let the quarterbacks run in because he's a big kid too. He's not as big as Jalen, but. He came from one of those type of systems, and so it's a good fit for him there, but not there, but in that type of system. But,
right.
I don't know what they're thinking down there. I just ran into McCaffrey, and he's going, how many questions are you getting about the quarterback? He goes, oh, that's all he wants.
That's all everybody wants to know, no doubt.
Yeah.
Our guest is Joe Montana, of course, four-time Super Bowl champ, 4-0 in Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns, no picks. I just want people to remember that.
Oh.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you mentioned that maybe the 49ers were looking at somebody on the outside. Were you surprised that Tom Brady retired? Because, you know, there was talk about that. Brady maybe going there with a ready-made team, you know, that could get to the Super Bowl, and they could just plug him in as a veteran quarterback.
Yeah. I think even if you – my transition – I don't know how Tom's was when he went from New England to Tampa in that offensive system, but – mine was a little bit easier because Paul Hackett was there who coached and was running a similar type system, included in the Marty system. So that transition for me was a little bit easier because, a lot of the wording was different, but the plays and that were pretty similar. So if you bring Tom into the mix there, I'm sure he'll pick it up pretty fast, knowing him.
You think he's done, retired officially?
Well, I'm not saying yes, but I think because there's a whole nother year between when he starts in the booth.
So there's a chance.
There's a chance. So I'm not saying never say never, as they say, right?
Our guest is Joe Montana, and you're appearing on behalf of Guinness. And I hear that you guys have something very special planned for St. Patrick's Day. Tell us.
Well, we actually added another team member, and so another Joe. You might know the guy, Joe Burrows.
Oh, Joe Burrows. Okay, I got it. Wow.
So Joe's come on. And
you guys got big-time quarterbacks,
yeah,
huh?
So we're still working on St. Patrick's Day, but you may see us out there somewhere. But what we're doing now is we're working on this, what we call, Guinness is calling the Guinness 1 Million Hour Pledge. So we're asking people to go out and log on to the website and pledge 10 hours of community service to and help us reach that million hour goal that we're looking to do. And you get there and let's try to get this done and, you know, help out our communities all around. And so that's what we're doing out there. So the website is givesback.guinness.com. And so just log on and pledge those hours and let's get to that million.
All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl. And we got two different quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, yep, of course, a passer, and Jalen Hurts, more of a runner, but he does have to pass, of course,
yep,
in certain situations. Who do you like in this Super Bowl? And tell me about the two quarterbacks.
Well, you know, I was a Chief there, and so
right.
Hart's there with the Chiefs, and I think they got – pretty good chance to win with Patrick's, you know, close to 100%. You know, if he they're going to get pressure. I mean, they
because the Eagles put pressure on everybody.
So it's going. He's going to get it, and he's got to be able to move around and make those plays. I saw some crazy stats this morning on, you know, what he does in the pocket before he was hurt and since he was hurt. It's not too far off, but what he does outside the pocket is a huge, dramatic difference since he was been hurt. So I think he needs to be able to, if he can move around that, they got a chance to win. Because, it's impossible to cover guys for that long a period of time when you got a guy that can run around and make something throw.
That's when you get the big plays downfield, right? Yeah. Once you get loose.
Yeah, and so, if not, I think they're – I'm hoping to see a great game. You got two good defense. One, obviously, I think the Eagles are number one, right?
Right. Yeah. Eagles are number one, yeah. And they get pressure with only rushing four.
Yeah. That reminds me of another team they used to have that did the same thing with Reggie White was there.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's going to be a good one. I you look at Jalen, he's had a tremendous year. Patrick had an MVP season, and like you said, two different styles. So every time the other team gets the ball, it's going to be fun to watch what they do. And two great players. And I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than we think.
You think so? Because of the defense is so good? Yeah.
You know, those dang defenses, that old saying, they win championships, and they do.
So Joe was saying take the under. Is that what you just said?
Sort of. in so many words.
Talk about Andy Reid has been a great coach for a long time. He probably hasn't won as much as people would have thought. You know what I mean? With the teams that he had in Philadelphia, they went to four straight NFC championship games. And now he has a chance to finally get this second Super Bowl for Andy Reid. Is he one of the best, whether he wins it or not?
I think so. I mean, if you look at especially that are currently coaching, you have the success he's had, and you know, he just looks like a fun guy to play for. You know, on the field, looks a little different, but when you see him off the field and hear the things he's said and does, sounds like a pretty fun guy to be around.
Yeah. Joe, do you get a kick out of all the, you know, the GOAT talk that is so prevalent now? You know, we just had LeBron just become the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. So, of course, people are like, well, now he's the GOAT over Michael Jordan because – but I think do you – And not that I'm asking you to say whether you're the GOAT or not, because I don't think that's your place. I think that's what other people do. But you were 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Michael Jordan was 6-0. Is that special to you that you never got beat in the Super Bowl, just having that stat?
Yeah, well, it's a relief having that stat. I never had to go home empty-handed. And I was fortunate, man. We had good – really good defenses.
Yeah, but you made plays. I mean, come on, Joe. Yeah. You threw a couple game-winning touchdowns. You made plays, too.
Yeah, we had a good offense also. But, you know, if it doesn't matter. Sometimes no matter how many points you score, if you can't stop the other team, they'll score more than you do. So, when Ronnie Lott and Eric Wright and that group and Keena came along early and we got to that first Super Bowl, things changed on that. From that point on, our defense, you know, I think one of the best points to look at is look at, like, Danny. I love Danny to death. He had a seriously good, great season in 84. And all the talk was Danny, unfortunately. And no one looked at our defense. And I think our defense was number one that year. And we had a really good defense that year. And so they basically shut that down, and we scored some points also, but mainly because they shut down Danny.
No doubt. Joe Montana, we appreciate it. For people who don't know, I call Joe Montana the GOAT, and I call Tom Brady the LOAT. You know what that stands for, Joe?
No.
The luckiest of all time. All right. There we go. Joe Montana here on the iCouple. More iCouple coming up next. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.